And this is not necessarily a talk, this is more a performance, and it's titled A Web Page in 3X. It's by Joanna Chico. She's a graphics designer, a researcher, and a performer with a background in dance.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. I'll start by sharing some of these choreographic code. I hope you enjoy the dance, and there will be time for questions afterwards. First act. Warning. Theatrical actions are not necessary to the performance piece. Avoid if at all possible. Warning 2. Please switch off your mobile phones. Remove. 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 new sequence or phrasing. Phrase as a metaphor for a long or total duration containing beginning, middle, no end. Eliminate or minimize. Keep mindful or be aware of your breathing. Elements of chance. Juxtaposition of elements under aleatory influence. Chance modifies perception, destroying the idea of sequencing. Beginning, middle, no end. Choreography is the organization of tensions, the tensions and counter-tensions. Stop or intensify. Leave the stage. Accumulation, superimposition, think all about evaluation, accumulation, simultaneously accumulation, superimposition of rhythms, accumulation, not for rethink, accumulation, simultaneously rethink, variation, ritualistic, accumulation, ritualistic, ritualistic, rethink, variation, think all about ritualistic, not for rethink, accumulation, variation, variation, I think all about ritualistic, rethink, variation, ritualistic, superimposition, rhythms, accumulation, think all about superimposition, not ritualistic, about think all about accumulation, variation, substitution, think all about repetitive, rethink, ritualistic, variation, simultaneously, I think all about ritualistic, breathing until Tina simultaneously. Leave the stage. Second act. Pause. The circle suggests the infinity of perpetual motion, repeating itself interminably. Momentum or inertia. There are as many spatio-temporal experiences as there are distinct movements. Found movement, ritualistic, repetitive, spatializing time in multi-directions. Multiple speeds and orientations. Between geometry and gesture, organizing our vision of the world. remove. Remove. Breathe. 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 Breathe until it's enough. And rotate. Pause. Leave the stage. Final act. By moving or by opting to remain still, choreography demonstrates how its decodings are not mere conceptual propositions, but actual possibilities for action. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you for being here until the end and not falling asleep and all these things. Yeah, I'm open to questions. I also have some notes with me, and I'm happy to share more of these project and research that I'm doing. So feel free to start with questions, and otherwise I can also share more of my choreographic ideas.
Share your ideas.
I will. So this quote here reading. It's by Steve Volk and Michael Klein, also two choreographers. And so for me, choreography really is something that I took to the design and programming world. And I see them now as this sort of hybrid language that really helps at investigating what goes behind the interface. So maybe this is just a very basic definition, and I'm maybe you also know that choreography stands for writing movement. So it is a writing tool, a device, and a language that has been constructed throughout many, many years, Also, it has been appropriated by different people, different movements, different time in history. It has evolved. There's a lot more, also if there's Greek-speaking people in the audience, you may also understand there's more nuances. It's not just about writing movement, but there's actually traces of other words in the definition and the etymology of the word itself, which for me is extremely interesting. In particularly this notion of a hand, which goes very physically back to the notions of writing and how we started with this technology of writing. But also the notion of space, not as something that is appearing as already defined, but something that we, something that we define ourselves. So, and also the notion of making space. So, not space as a given, but space as a construction, individual, collective, as we might take it. So, this is pretty much how I my own sort of formula that I started looking at choreographic languages and programming. Mainly web programming, and do this sort of, well, it can be a demonstration sometimes, but I try to make it more of a live performance and embracing a little bit more the theater or spectacle. And yeah, for me, it's not just an appropriation or trying to find ways through through this performative utterance of code, but it's also a way of thinking critically and thinking otherwise, and also listening to other voices. There's been other projects on other sorts of dance genres. What you've experienced before was mainly based on postmodern dance, which was originated in the 50s. You might know some names, for instance, Yvonne Rainer, Merce Cunningham, Trisha Brown, Lucinda Childs. A lot of these voices were also speaking for other fights, so women really trying to look at their body and their movements and the space and time constructions around them and having their own perspectives to be performed and to make that real. And yeah, with all these different projects, I started collaborating with other choreographers because I have a background in classical ballet and contemporary, which in itself, these are very specific ways of seeing movement as well. So I learned a lot from other encounters, for example, with Eshkol Watchman movement notation, or tango, and most recently, Buto. A lot of these is actually documented online. You can see videos from these, but also the source code is available on GitHub. But yeah, I could obviously just have the code in itself. But for me, it's also important these moments in which I can perform the code. This is a quote that I always like sharing from Franziska Schröder. And the fact that I'm here and I'm typing and I'm writing these words that I make them mine in a way because of merging all these references into the choreographic code that I present. This presence on stage, but not often I'm on a stage, I can also be among the audience and so on. It makes it visible, a certain kind of physicality, which is often hidden by the screens. So this is one of the motivations why I also started engaging with performance. And this other reference from Miriam van Heemschoet, sorry if I'm pronouncing correctly. So it's a thought on scores and how the flesh is also something dynamic and always in relation with the language, with the devices, with the environment, with multiple agents and agencies. So all of these have been discoveries that I'm happy to share in this forum. But it's also a discussion. It's an ongoing discussion. And I like to think of this course, choreographic scores / programming scripts, as evolving, as not as static, even though language is always has a that quality of trying to remain still. Yeah, I was going to show a few of these projects, but again, I do want you to interrupt me. Otherwise, I will also continue. So this one was, yeah.
And those who want to interrupt, please just walk to a microphone and we can have your interruption.
This was a recent experiment at the Internet Moon Gallery. Actually, it's a really interesting 3D environment and gallery that every X amount of months, I'm not sure if it's every month or maybe bigger periods, hosts artists' works. And in this case, I was embedding my code there, and this code would basically also be available for anyone who would want to open the web console and try it themselves. And this one was particularly created for Google Maps. And I did a demo with the moon for the Internet Moon Gallery. Also, it's not all the time that I'm alone performing. I started new collaborations and yeah, I'm always happy to collaborate. Some people in the room have been collaborating with me. I'm also very interested not only in choreographer, but in somatic practices and theater. Also, traditionally, I don't know if we can really speak of a huge tradition, but live coding has a strong connection with music and sound production. And I also started now a collaboration with Renick Bell, which, yeah, you can see our platform online for more details. But what was interesting was to have this dual interface performance in which our code interacts, and I actually do interfere with the sound, and I have someone interfering with the visuals.
It looks like we have a question at microphone two.
Hi, thanks for this. This was really very moving. I've got a question. Well, when you circled around us, I felt that this is an kind of inviting movement for all of us, like taking us into the circle. And you also put your code on GitHub. And my question is, would you like other hackers to fork the code and maybe to practice this somehow as a movement practice, and how you envision this, as we probably are not so competent in movement?
Well, one thing is sure is that we are all in movement. Even when we think we are standing still, we're not. So I'm sure anyone could actually participate in this choreography. Actually, we're embedded in many choreographies, aren't we? So it's just a matter of experimenting more about co-creating other choreographies. And I was hoping that someone would fork my code on GitHub. So far, hasn't happened. But please do so. Yeah. Okay. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, next question from microphone number one.
Okay, great performance, really like that. Just was wondering about the intent. Maybe that's a too flat a question, but are you looking for some sort of beauty in those frameworks, in those visualizations? Are you just looking for your own personal experience of some sort of space that you want to share? Or I mean, what's your, like, in what direction are you going? What is driving you there?
I wouldn't really know what to say about beauty. That's something else for me. I wouldn't think of that while performing. Actually, I do think, though, about aesthetics as something that comes back to the senses and sensorial experience. I think about movement and body and flesh and physicality and sweat and breathing and bring that into the space of code and code into the space of everything. I guess we are already in this loop anyways. I'm not really thinking about web design in terms of beauty or ugliness or no.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Probably last question from microphone number two, and please keep it brief, question wise.
Okay. This is a very tech-savvy audience which lives a lot behind the user interface. Do you feel that tech-savvy audiences react differently to these pieces than people who live in front of the interface?
I think I had really different comments, and I heard really different feedback, actually. Some people, they keep on seeing the same code, and only after a while they really realize that there's actually a head and a body, and they actually realize what that means, that we're actually, you know, cutting the interface in these two, in this great divide that we actually have been building history on top of. So it's quite surprising, actually. I often think that it's going to be no novelty, and there's nothing. I'm just building on top of an existing code and interface. But then eventually it is possible to read this code otherwise and to think of things differently. And that's what often happens in more tech environments. But also when it's other environments in which there's less people who know how to code, they also actually, they do start recognizing some terms that appear often when there's errors and so on. And then suddenly they think, I see more the cause and effect. Or there's different findings and experiences, I suppose, in every audience member.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And, this is the end of this talk. We will continue at 21:50 with a talk on media disruption led by the blind. That's about user interface design by blind people for blind people. Very interesting topic. Thank you all for your attention. If you leave, please take your belongings and your trash with you, and preferably also your neighbor's trash.